I like the AI. Where'd my AI go?
Better with or without? Without.
Is the AI watching me? I don't know. I think I only start the AI when I'm not sharing. Okay, let's do that. Start AI companion. And now we share. Okay. Parsha. Long parsha, it's hard to land. But a lot of details of Tuma and Tzarat. But the end of it is all about the various Zav and Zava, various kind of emissions, and Tuma. Again, it's all about Tuma. And one of the Psukim, the source one, is Choshi Gabo Hazav. Someone is a Zav who has an emission that makes him truly Tame. If you have that, the Adavlo Shatafa Mayim, and his hands have not had been washed in water. And that's such a pretty choshi gibo hazav. And anything that such a zav touches, he basically a dove, that thing becomes tame, or the person who is touched becomes tame themselves. They have to wash their clothes and wash, and that's the expression for what's called tevila, going to mikvah. But tame arav, and such a person is tame until evening.
Where does it say touching others?
B'chol asher yigah bo hazav, anything
Oh,
that is
there
touched
it is.
by the zav,
Yeah,
v'yadav,
okay.
referring to the zav, is lo shatafa mayim, and the zav has not had their hand, that their hands were not shatafa mayim, poured it with water. And the halacha doesn't take that literally. Shatafa mayim there means that talking about mikveh as a whole, right? The zav
Oh.
has to go to the mikveh to become tahor. It's not just they touched a matter of washing hands. Okay, this is the Rashi on that, where it says the Adavlo
Okay.
Tumato. Even if the Zav is the emission has stopped, and he's counted 7 clean days, but it still has not gotten to the mikvah, the Tameh Bachol Tumato, still fully Tameh, will be Metameh others. And the fact that the wording here is about washing hands, even though it means to feel the whole body, that's the halacha. It needs to be the exposed parts of the body, like the hands, not hidden parts, just the exposed parts of the body. Don't worry about it going to your mouth or other private parts or anything like that. That's the drash. The Ramban says that Mikshat is still just hands, right? The Zav has to wash his hands. So the Ramban trying to understand why, what is the Pshat telling us? What's this hand washing? That tells the important thing is that is the hands, that's the body part that does the touching. Right? Be careful what your hands are. The words, the halacha, hayadayim askaniyot. Your hands are busy doing all sorts of things. That's what you got to pay attention to. That's the Ramban about this pasuk, katuv, and what this text means is b'avur kenegia b'yadayim. When you talk about touching, it's with the hand. So that's the important. That's what's causing the trouble. Amar ki asher yegia bohazav. Anything that Zav touches b'yadav with his hands, adayin lo shataf otam b'shitifat kol gufo b'mayim. And those hands, which were not in the mikvah along with the rest of his body, the whole thing has to do it, but it's the hands that
Oh,
aren't
okay.
touching. Tell me that's what's causing the tumult. Kilomar, as though it says, Koshi Gabo Azav Biadav, anything that says Zav touches his hand, but Dainlor Chatzrat Bamayim, Biyom Tartar, and he hasn't gotten to the mikveh yet. Such a person who is touched needs to wash their clothing. Their clothing is Tameh, their body's Tameh, their Tameh till evening. However, it's the Peshat that I want to focus on, right? The Torah talks about hand washing. And that pshat, the Torah emphasizes its shatafa mayim, led to all these takanot of hand washing that's so common in Judaism, right? We're always washing hands, right?
That's a OCD symptom.
It certainly is. But Judaism, this is, so that becomes, when I talk about being Orthodox and having OCD, it's hard because you're supposed to be doing this all the time anyway. So where's the line with OCD? That's a bit, right? So as the Chizkuni says, when I talk about the Yadavo Shetach Maim, he's quoting the Gemara, Amrav Elazar ben Arah, Ikan Samchu Tara Yadayim Min HaTorah. This is where the Chazal created takanot. This was the asmachta. This is what they rely on to create all of these various takanot of you should wash your hands before eating bread, when you get up in the morning, bathroom, and before davening, you have to wash your hands. The Yadayim have this tuma that's attached to them all the time. Pour water on them a lot. This from this is out of this pasuk. Okay, the way the Rambam puts it, source 5, Shlomo HaMelech u'Beit Dino. This is an old mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Shlomo HaMelech u'Beit Dino gazru, I'll call yadayim, shiv shniyot. They said that the hands were automatically shniyot l'tumah. In this hara tumah, they
What's the word? Shivya?
shniyot.
Shiv.
There's ava tumah,
Oh.
and then there's Rishon LeTumah was like 1 degree away from that, and then Shniyot LeTumah, and 2 degrees away, and Shlish and
Oh.
Rabi. Okay, there's always a hierarchy of Tumah, like, because it's contagious, and what it creates. So an Av, like a dead body, is Avi Avot HaTumah, or a Sheres is an Av HaTumah, and it creates a Rishon LeTumah if you touch it, and that can create a Shniyot LeTumah. And the nature of Shniyot LeTumah is that you don't worry about normal life, but you can't eat kodshim. When you have this degree of, you want a carbon, you got to go to the mikvah. But so the hands are, you just assume your hands are at least shniyot l'tumah automatically. That's the gezerah. You have no idea where your hands have been. Aval pish lo yada, vaday shnitlu. Even if you're not sure that they actually became tameh with some actual tumah, b'nei yadayim askaniyot, because your hands are busy. You're touching things. You're not paying attention. And the tumah there is only relevant to kodesh, for korbanot. And later, chachamim extended this gezerah after truma, and then you couldn't eat truma either without washing your hands. And the Ravid adds that even any kind of bread that you're eating, like today, but you have to wash your hands before you eat
But
bread.
here they're saying netilat yadayim, not the whole goof.
Right. That's the gezerah here is just yadayim. All you do is what we call yadayim, pour water on your hands. Wash your hands by pouring water on them. All of these gezerah are just on hands.
Okay.
So again, the halach, if you're actually tameh, the real Torah tumah, you got to go to the mikvah. These gezerot of you gotta wash your hands before kodshim, now you gotta wash your hands before truma, you gotta wash your hands before eating bread at all. That's just hands. That's what we do
Okay.
today.
Yeah.
So again, this is the Gemara, by the way, Gemara puts it, this is one of the oldest mitzvot d'Rabbanan. Again, back to Shlomo. And this is the way the Gemara puts it. That was the Rambam. The Gemara says it. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, b'sha'as shetikin Shlomo eruvin u'netilat yadayim. Two takanot of Shlomo were eruv chaserot, right? We all join together and become one big community in the city, and netilat yadayim. Two takanot. Yasa bat kol, voice from heaven went. But Amra and said, and quoting Sukkim from Mishlei, Benim Chacham Libecha Yismach Libi Begamani. My son, if you're smart, if you're wise, then I am happy with you. Hashem is shepping nachas on Shlomo. In the words of the Gemara. And the other pasuk, Chacham Beni, my son, you're so smart, Yismach Libi, and I'm happy. Vashiva Chorfi Davar, and now I can answer those who mock me, insulting me. And let's see what that means. That
But
can
we
go back.
only make a bracha on the bread one, right? Do you make a bracha when you wash your hands in the morning?
Yes, that's
You do?
part of tefillah. Now, most Ashkenazi Siddurim put it as part of actual Bircha HaShachar. When you come to shul, you say Bircha HaShachar Al Nitya Yadayim, and then you say Asher Na Yatzar. Look at the beginning of your Siddur for
And you
Bircha HaShachar.
actually wash your hands then, or
Well,
just a
you wash your hands first thing in the morning, and you
right?
should wash your hands also before davening.
Really?
Yeah.
People do?
Yes.
Where? In shul?
Yeah. When you come to shul.
Like shachar is every morning, they wash the hands in
Yes.
shul?
Yes. Yes, Jack.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, not just,
I don't know everybody, but
but
it is
it's
a thing to do.
common. It's a
Yes.
common thing.
It is a thing to do. Yes.
And then you say the bracha a little bit delayed or something.
You see, right. See, so the meaning has become to say it as part of the Bircha Shachar. You say all the Bircha Shachar in shul instead of doing it right when you wake up. Including Asher Yatzar, after going to the bathroom, to Bircha like a Torah as part of that, and the Shenatan Sech Vivina, all those Bircha Shachar. Minhag has become to do it in shul. You probably should do it earlier, and I try to do it early, right when you wake up.
And with the bracha, and
With a
during the
bracha.
day. When Asher Yatzar doesn't happen at Tilat
You do
Yadayim, right?
you're right. There I understand, my understanding of the halacha is you don't say the bracha on washing your hands every time you go to the bathroom.
Right.
But a lot of people do.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. That's
Okay.
a
But
common bracha then.
what?
It's a very common bracha
Yes.
then.
We do a lot of washing hands, right? And again, that kind of goes back and it's Chacham, Hashem Shetnach, our back call comes out and says, great.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And Darsh Rabbah, the Gemara continues, Rabbah Medrasha. Over there. Ma'aditiv, where is the pasuk in Kohelet? At the end, it says, Yoter Kohelet Chacham, and more, even more than Kohelet, Shlomo was so smart, only made dad that the Ami taught the people wisdom, the Izen. And he literally Izen made them hear, right? Nose and ears. B'chiker, and he researched Tikken, Mishalim, Harbe, and he made many Mishalim. So the drush on that is Amar Ula, Amar Abelezer, B'tchila haita Torah domer l'kfifa she'en lo oznayim. That the Izen there, read that Izen not as made them hear with their ears, but as handles. Like the ears of a jug, it's a handles. That the Torah was like a basket that didn't have any handles. The
Wow.
Tikkanot are handles for holding on to the halacha. That's where the idea of a takana is. It helps you hold on to the halacha.
Wow, I didn't know Shlomo. I mean, I know he's supposed to be so smart, and you always think of the baby story. Not that he made takanot.
Okay,
Wow.
well, I'm sure he had rules there. So this is the Gemara that these are the two kind of Erev. And they're takanot, they're positive enactments. They're not just a gezeira fencer on the Torah. They were there to kind of create, allow you to keep the Torah in the best way. We've talked about eruv before as an important thing. It's a way of creating community, independent of carrying. It's the idea that the eruv is not so much the mechitza, the wall around, but it's the fact that we're all together and we have this one common food source and we're all in this together. And the way Eli Fisher puts it, it's a community with walls that are made out of doors, right? It's a community that's still open to others. It's not really a boundary. That's an eruv. It's a kakana, right? That's the handle to hold on to the mitzvot. You're part of a community when you make an eruv. You're publicly make say that. But I want to talk about Nitil Yadayim, right? Yadav l'shatav b'mayim. This is important, right? What makes it so important?
It's a
What?
health thing, no? Like during COVID, it was a big deal.
It was a big deal, right? But we're gonna argue that's not that wasn't the original. I mean, it's not a bad thing to be health related. But that wasn't the takana, right? It's not. This is the, we're looking at a religious reason. It's an ozen to hold on to mitzvot. Okay,
Okay.
it's a handle there. It allows
Yeah.
us to helps us with our mitzvah keeping there. Hold on to the Torah. So the Marsha connects it to the pasuk. The pasuk was that it can said was Chacham ben Yosemach libi. Oh, my son, God says, my son's so smart. I'm so happy. I'm shepping nachas. But Shiva chorfi, I can answer those who are choref, who are insulting, right? Just the Marsha. Is Chidushia good on this Gemara? Amar Chacham b'ni Yismach libi, right? Al tikun til yadayim. What's the chorpi? Al pi she yesh mehazalzlim b'til yadayim. Because there are those who mock hand washing, as it's written in many in a number of places. Okay, Neamar Vashiva Chorfi Davar, that no, Shlomo, this is a good thing. I can answer those who mock the hand washing. So who mocks hand washing? Netilat Yadayim. Kama Duchte, in several places. Marsha doesn't say. I think he's thinking of the Christian Bible. I think he's in the New Testament. You look at the New Testament, which you shouldn't. Jesus doesn't like hand washing. Okay, here's one. This is from Mark, right? Then came together unto him the Pharisees, right? The certain scribes, which came from Jerusalem, and they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that's to say, with unwashed hands. They found fault. So the Pharisees saw Jesus' disciples eating without washing beforehand. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except that they washed their hands oft. Right?
Oft.
I love the King James Bible, right? They oft wash their hands. You oft wash your hands. Eat not, holding the tradition of their elders. Right? You still do this. You wash your hands often. Eat not, if you haven't, except when they washed their hands off.
Oh.
Right. The Pharisees do not eat unless they've washed their hands before, but Jesus' disciples were all eating without washing, right? So when they came from the market, except they wash, they eat not. Right? Jews don't eat till they wash. And many
Except
other
they
things.
wash, they eat not. Okay.
Right. It's just, it sounds like Yoda. And many other things there be
Yeah.
which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and tables, right? They wash everything. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?"
Oh.
Okay, that's Mark. And here's another story from Luke. As he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in. This story of Jesus. So I went in, and he sat down to meat, which in King James just means food in general. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner.
Oh.
And Jesus said unto him, "Now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wicked." You
Wow.
have to wash your hands. What matters
Wow.
inside? Okay. And this is not, I mean, Matthew does the same thing. Similar story. Jesus doesn't like washing, right? Right? The whole point was you don't need handles on the mitzvot and the Torah, because you don't need mitzvot at all, right? It's inside, it's clean inside that matters, not the outside. So that's, I think, what the Marsha is saying, that's the Hamadukte there. So what does it mean?
Wait, but Shlomo said that God said,
Right. So
now
Jesus
I'm
later is
happy.
saying, right, everyone agrees it's not, the Torah doesn't say that. This is a takana. Right? This is a derabana.
Yeah, but when Shlomo makes the takana, God is happy.
It's happy, right?
Who did Shlomo have in mind when he said, now I could
Oh,
answer my
I
mockers?
don't know specifically what he had in mind, but assuming that others, that this thought that you don't need all these drabbanans and all these adding to the Torah, presumably people have been mocking that for a long time.
Okay.
And this is, again, the idea that the rabbis can add these mitzvot here.
Wait, you know what I'm.
So I'm
When
imagining that
Shlomo
the.
wrote Mishlei, right? No?
Right.
And he's writing basically the Chachomim thing. He's writing, when I made these takanot, God was happy.
Right. He's not directing Jesus, right? But surely people have the same attitude, is what the Chachamim is saying.
That washing hands was a
Was
silly
silly.
thing.
What's this silly? Right. Why do you add it? Right. We've got enough laws already. Why do I need more laws? And again, it's not the outside.
Okay, and but God likes more laws, right?
Have you noticed that?
God likes, this is one of my things, right? That the Chachamim say that God likes when we Chachamim do things.
Right.
And the Chachamim are the ones saying that.
Yes.
So anyway, yeah. Okay, this is very interesting. It's like a day.
Okay. So the question is, what is it? What does the detail dime symbolize here, right? What is it and what is it there? So I've looked at this before in, I guess, Tufshin Pei Bet, so 4 years ago. We talked about that you have a timeout and admitting you're not perfect. So that will use the approach of Rabbi Ari Kahn, the crowns and the letters. This is an amazing. Ari Kahn is at the Gush, and here is the crowns on the letters. Amazing. It's a
Tagim.
sefer. It's essays on the Agada lives of the sages. So it's got various essays on various Tanaim.
The crowns of the three
The
lines, the
text,
little,
yeah. The text and
yeah.
letters, right? And so the title essay is the one where Moshe goes to heaven and sees Hashem putting the crowns on the letters, as given a vision of a Rabbi Akiva.
Oh, the Beit Midrash, and he goes, he doesn't know
Right,
what's
he
going
looks at it.
on.
Right, so that's the
Okay.
title. But this is a different essay. This is one about Elazar ben Arach. Remember, Chezkuni said, quoted the Gemara that it was Elazar ben Arach. Right, Amar this halacha of this Yadayim came, well, it came from Elazar ben Arach. He's the one who said that this is where that this was the connection to our parsha, and that's from the Gemara. Right, again, the Takana is older. Elazar ben Arach is the one who's quoted as saying this is important. Detail of time is important, and this comes from our pasuk. Amar Yitzchak Bar Yishin. The fact that nowadays we wash our hands for chulin, not just for kudshim, for kavanah,
Mikdash,
not
right.
just for truma, but for any eating any bread, truma, because that we're afraid we're going to ruin truma because we're not going to pay attention. So we're going to say we wash all the time. But ode, and more than that, mishum mitzvah. There's an important mitzvah that we're doing by washing our hands all the time. My mitzvah. What mitzvah are we talking about? What mitzvah is there to wash hands? Rabbi mitzvah lishmor divrei chachamim. Okay, that's your point, right? We're going to read this, that the fact that we do it is because we are showing the fact it was nir chachamim. Rabbi Omer, no more than that. The mitzvah specifically is lishmor divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Right, we are washing our hands to remember Elazar ben Arach, who's the one who always liked to say, from our pasuk, that pasuk about the zav having to tefillah, and it's called netilat yadayim, called washing hands. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, mikan samchu chachamim netilat yadayim min haTorah. Okay, we wash our hands because Rabbi Elazar ben Arach connected it to the Torah.
Right.
Who is Elazar ben Arach? Why am I thinking about him while I'm washing my hands?
Okay.
Okay, not just a gzerak, maybe you're going to touch truma, etc. But this is it's a mitzvah to lishmo. Remember the words of Elazar ben Arach. Okay, so if you remember your Pirkei Avot,
Yeah.
which we're doing now between Pesach and Shavuot, if you do that kind of thing, okay, the Mish Perek Bet this coming week listed students of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Okay, now Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, of course, was the prominent survivor of the Churban. He's the one who escaped from Yerushalayim when the Romans are
Goes to
about to destroy
Yavne.
it, and he goes to Yavne. Right, he's the one who says, "Save Yavne." We're going to learn over there. So Chachamisha Tamidim Hayu Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yochanan ben Zakkai had five prominent students. Eliezer ben Hyrcanus,
Okay.
who's famous for being Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Rabbi Yosef
Okay.
Kohen, Rabbi Shimon ben Netanel, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. I already mentioned him. Huyamaneshib He used to praise them. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, Bur Sij ein Maved Tipa. Elazar ben Hyrcanus is like a sealed cistern that doesn't lose a drop, remembers everything. Rabbi Yeshua, Ashrei Yoledato, happy is the one who gave birth to him. Rabbi Yossi is a Chassid. Rabbi Shimon ben Tanel is Yorei Chet. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is Mayan HaMitgaber. Elazar ben Arach is a spring that is continually getting stronger. Not
Okay.
just that he retains, but he continued producing more water. The metaphor for Torah, he used He's got the chidushim. He is writing the wisdom of Torah. And he, Huya Omer would say, "Imi Yakol Chach Mi'Yisrael B'Kach Mazayim Bel." He hasn't been hooking us B'Kafshniyah. You know, if you're trying to weigh them out, that all the chachamim were on one side of the scale, and Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was the other side of the scale, machriya kulam, he would outweigh them all.
Who said this?
This is who this is. Yochanan ben Zakkai. But his students, and the greatest one is Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. Abba Shaul,
Wait, who's the Huhaya Omer?
who is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
Oh, he has
Okay.
five students
He
and
has
he
five
said,
prominent students. He says the
yeah.
greatest one is, you
Okay,
know, and
Eliezer.
then Abba Shaul, who is a later Tana, said Amar Mishmo quotes Eliezer ben quotes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and says that's not what he used to say. You know who his best student was? This is what he said. If we put all the chachamim into one pan of the balance. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus af imahem, including Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus.
Oh.
Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach b'kafshniyah, Eliezer ben Arach machriyat kulam. He would Eliezer ben Arach would outweigh them all.
Oh.
And that's gets discussion. What's you know what's sort of what's better? Obviously, the answer is both. Is it a bor sid she'enu maved tipa, as he says, who learns everything never forgets everything, or the mayan of a gaber who produces his own water? Okay, and that's philosophy of teaching, and you know, but. We could talk about that. But in terms of the chronology, right, we talked about that, right? Yochanan ben Zakkai survives the Korban. He commits the Romans, telling Yavne v'chachameha. We're going to, right, we can get out Yerushalayim. It was set up Kerem Miyavi Yeshiva Yavne. So these are the students that preserve the Masorah after the Korban. That's why they're important. And this is the Kohelet Rabbah talks about them. That Chamishat Tamidim Hayu L'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? He had these four prominent students. As long as he was alive, they learned from him. They sat in front from him. Kishaniftar, when he passes away, Yavne, they all went to Yavne. Shiva, Bahalach Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Etzel Ishto Amus. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach left. He didn't stay in Yavne. He went to a place called Amus.
What's that word? La Amus, a place?
Amus is a place. Yeah, we'll look at it. Okay, the place is Canada Park. You know where that is?
No.
Ayalon Park.
No.
Center of the country. It's a now
Okay.
right now it's a nature preserve.
Okay.
Yeah, Canada Park. We'll talk about it. But he went to Amos. The water was nice there. It was housing was nice there. He went with his wife there. Himtin Lahem and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who's great Talmid Chacham. Waits from them. She avoids flow, right? He expected everyone to join him. But they didn't. They were in Yavne learning. Kevin Shalom Ba'ol Bikesh, and since nobody joined him, he thought, okay, well, I better go join them. Below he nicho, his wife didn't let him. He wanted to stay at Amos. Amos. Shamallah, so he listens to her, Yasha Lo, and he stayed there himself, Ad Sheshachach Talmudo. He forgot his learning. You got no colleagues, you got no yeshiva. Okay, so he doesn't join the yeshiva. Now that he goes, instead of, he was a Mayan Mitgaber, and it's striking because he kind of disappears, right? We have very few halachic statements besides this washing your hands thing, okay? And this is just the, here it is. The modern Canada Park is the, includes the archaeological remains, the ancient city of Emos,
Most.
Nicopolis in Greek. Sites of later occupation, Tetrarch Temple, right? Roman Emperor features include a well-preserved bathhouse, the Mayim Yafeh, right? Being a hypocaust heating system. Ever see that word, hypocaust? Means fire underneath.
Oh.
A whole internal heating system where they had pipes of water pumped through there with hot water, interconnected rooms for cold, warm, and hot baths, or channels, aqueducts. Channel water across the valleys for settlement and thermal springs associated with ancient animals. It was a spa. That's where he went to live. So this is a bad thing. So that's the, you know, it serves as the warning of the danger of trying to maintain one's learning on their own without a chevra. You know, if you're by yourself, you can't stay. I don't care how wise you are, you need a chevruta.
Yeah.
Okay.
And whose fault is it? The wife's.
You can look at the story of, I mean, I'm not blaming the wife over there.
Okay.
There's a fair amount of in that epilepsis there. You can look up Kohlrabi if you want the full story behind all of this here. Okay. But the Gemara Shabbos says, this is why the bright is we are taught, Rabbi Norai Omer, have a gola lamakam Torah. You should be, if you're going to exile, go to a place of Torah, but al tomar shi tavo acharecha. And don't say, wherever I am, Torah follow me. Shechavecha yikaimuha biyadecha, that your colleagues will come and help you. Al binatcha al tisha'en. Don't rely on your own understanding. That's the lesson. Tana, and we learn about this. Lo Rabbi Nehorai Shemo, Eli Rabbi Nechemya Shemo. And the others say Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Shemo. You know who said this? Is Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Lamanikro Shomi Nehorai. We called him Rabbi Nehorai, as in the enlightened one. Sheminahir Enei Chachamim B'Halacha. He taught everyone this halacha, right? He realized something was wrong.
What do we call him, Nahorai? Who's that?
We're saying the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Nehorai, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was called Nehorai.
Did we see that before? No.
No, this is the
Okay.
Gemara here, right? We're quoting Rabbi Nehorai is saying, "Have a gola l'makom Torah, al binatcha Mishlei."
Where does it say Naharai?
Wait, Rabbi Nehorai Omer.
Oh, so they're saying that's a nickname or something
That
for
was a
someone
nickname
else.
for Elazar, right?
Okay.
And actually, let me find this. This I think is a that's from Mish. Yeah, that's Mishlei. Let me get this here. I'm just gonna put that from the original source. That's
So that if you would say to someone who knows everything, who was Rabbi Nehorai, they'd say, "Oh, that's Rabbi."
Well, if they knew the Gemara in
Right.
Shabbos, they would sort of
Right.
say, yeah, the Gemara in Shabbos says it was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach who ended up being Gola Lamakam, that was not a Makam Torah and forgot his
Right.
place.
Right.
And, so the way the Mechalkei Mayim, which is a nice, it's anonymous, but I forget the name of the actual author, I know that, said, discussing this episode for Rabbi Elazar. Hush Amrazir. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who was goal to Makom that Torah, Achrei Shechazer LaTalmudah, because as Gemara continues talking about that he learned again, Ukafakat Lekach, and as the lesson that he drew out from his experience, Mashakaralo, the focus
Oh,
to take out
I'm
Lekach.
speaking from experience.
Right,
Don't go to a
that's speaking of
place. Yeah.
right. Shakara lo that have damn la shotem chaverim shutipa shebu acharav his friend davened for him. He came back to his learning after all of this. He realized that he couldn't maintain it by himself. So he says have a gola, right? That's again red is a bad thing, right? Don't go where the vacation to the spa. You better stay with in the yeshiva.
Yeah.
Rav Khan says no. This wasn't a mistake that he made. It was true that it was ended up not ending up well, but that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach made a choice. It was a difficult choice, but ultimately it was a positive one, right? He thought, okay, we have a choice of where we're going to go. Do I go to Yavne or do I go to Amos?
Well, they're taking out the wife altogether. He wanted to go back, but she said no.
And
And he
again, I
listens to her. Okay.
okay, I say at that. I'm proposing that that's not a major part of the story, Matt. That's
Yeah,
in there. Read
right.
the rest of it in there, right? This is his decision as well. He's not like
Right.
henpecked into it.
Right. He
Okay.
didn't fight her at all. He said, yeah, you're right. We'll stay here. It's a good place.
Okay. So the other quote
Okay.
we have from Rabbi Elazar ben Arach from Pirkei Avot later on, same pair. Rabbi Elazar Omer, same Elazar ben Arach. Have a shakud Torah. You should be careful, diligently learn Torah. The dam masha tashiv apikoras. You have to know what to answer the non-believer.
Oh.
That's his quote. A male know who you're work well, who you're toiling before. And the master of the work can be trusted to pay you for your work, your efforts. That's what Osmanara. So what were those efforts? They saying it'll be. And now Noah to argue with the had what to say to the non-believer.
So how do we, and we know this is our Rabbi
Elazar.
Eliezer.
Because you know it's Elazar is a relatively uncommon name. This is not Eliezer. There's no Yud there.
Right. It's Eliezer. And so usually Rabbi Eliezer is our guy, Ben
And
Arach.
Arach, yes. This is the way we understand where our Rabbi Elazar ben Arach went to a place of beautiful, pleasant waters. He was not on vacation on a stretch leave holiday. He went to Emmaus because that's where there were people who needed him. He not only taught us know how to answer believer, he actually sought those who were in crisis. Right? It's after the Churban, we can't just sit in yeshiva. We got to go out to where the Apikorsim are. The ones who have lost their faith, we got to go there and talk to them. That's what Rav Kahn says, is what he was doing there. He was,
But
as always, a man of practice what he preached. What many things he could
it
teach.
didn't turn out well, right? He forgot his,
He forgot, but well, we're just talking about. Okay, what happens to him? This is Rav Kahn's essay here, right? It you know, well, did it help? I mean, that's always the danger of Kiruv in general, right? Are you gonna move down your level enough to make up for what you're moving everybody else up? Right? What made him think he could conquer the sweet waters of heresies? Teacher Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave him the confidence. He was, after all, likened to an overpowering stream. His war were Torah, the power to heal spiritual pain, to cleanse and purify. Right, he was a Mayan Mekaber. His water could overwhelm the Mayim, Na'im of Emmaus. Rabbi Elazar's words were able to bring solace even to those who did not wish to hear them, to those who were unwilling to be comforted. Now we can understand why there are two traditions as to who is the greatest student, because both traditions are correct. Right, we have the student, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, was the most gifted. His teachers saw greatness in him, and his colleagues were painfully aware of what they were missing when he parted company with them. In retrospect, though, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus made the greatest contribution to the preservation of the oral tradition. He was the leader of those who went to Yavne. While the opinions of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus are quite well known in the Mishnah Talmud, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is almost unknown. Okay, one halacha we have from Rabbi Elazar ben Arach: let's wash your hands before eating chulin. This stands a question that may ultimately prove unanswerable. Was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach successful? Okay. Rabbi Kahn goes in and says, you know, it's really interesting.
You know,
If you
it's a
look at.
Chabad question. Chabad goes to these way up
Right.
places where there's no Torah for their kids, no schools,
Yes.
and they're on their own.
And I
Well,
didn't
they have
mention this.
Zoom now. They have,
Right. But
so they
that's,
have Torah
you know, it's not the
everywhere.
same thing. So that's the, you know, so I just actually completely coincidentally, coincidence reading Rav Lichtenstein's essay on that, you know, about that balance between, you know, going out the people who need to hear, learn the Torah versus staying in and helping your own Torah, right? What's the right balance there? There isn't a simple one. But he says, you know, something, he's got a hypothesis. If you look in the Avot de Rabbi Natan, which is basically like the Gemara on Pirkei Avot, there's a version of that Mishnah about who the greatest of the Talmidim were. And that one is, it says, this is source 18, Abba Shaul Omer, this is Abba Shaul, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you know, our Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was the greatest one. But here is Amar Abba Shaul Omer b'shum Rabbi Akiva. Shaya Omer Mishmo, that Rabbi Akiva used to say the name of Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Tana of the Churban. Next generation, Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, leader of the yeshiva in Yavne, Rabbi Gamliel, and his Talmud was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva would say that Lo haya Omer, that the greatest Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that his greatest student was not Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. Ella, what he would say, Im yukol chachmi Yisrael b'kach mazayim, Eliezer ben Hyrcanus imahem.
Yeah, we saw this, right?
Right. Again, this is the name of Rabbi Akiva. And we had Elazar ben Hyrcanus, all that, and right, the Esba'o shel Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, and just the finger of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach in the other pan, Machria Kula. That Elazar ben Arach would outweigh, Rabbi's little, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach's finger would outweigh all the other Chachamim.
So how come we haven't heard of him? It went bad, right?
Well, he went back, his Torah, right, he didn't add anything new. I wouldn't say bad. That's a question.
No,
What's
okay.
he doing, right? He took his way up, I'm kind of funny, he took his mission a different direction. I'm not here to learn Torah with Chachamim Yavne. I'm here with all the people out there. I'm in the center of the country. And you're right. You're not going to hear my name as the innovator or as a Tana in the Mishnah. But still, that's Rabbi Akiva, who brings this model of Elazar ben Arach, right? The Ma'anik Aper is the ultimate kind of form of Torah scholar. Okay, this is Sifrei. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Omer, where it says, Shtei Mayim Mibarecha. Right? Mishlei Perkei says, you should drink the water from your own well. Be'er mitchilato, en yacholatzi tipat mayim me'elav. Right, that when you start learning again, this is a metaphor. You're like a well that a cistern that has its own water but doesn't produce its own water. You can store water there. Lo ya ela masha betocho. You have the water that's in there. Chachamim mitchilato lo limed kol davar. So a Talmud can't teach anything new. Lo ya ela masha lamad. All he has is what he's already learned. And then the pasuk continues. Nozlim mitoch be'erecha, and then they will flow from your well. You will become domel le-be'er, like a well that becomes a source of water. Ma be'er menazlezet mayim chayim, that this well is a source of living water, of flowing water, mikol tzedea all around, kach ba'im talmidim lomdim ehemena. That the goal is not to be a bore, a cistern that just stores water, but you should be a be'er, a mayan mitgaber that's flowing with water out there. That's the goal.
And
And
Rabbi Elazar was that.
right. Rabbi Akiva was saying this is the ultimate goal, and Rabbi Elazar was that, right? And this is from an article by Alon Goshen Gatzin, who's a professor at Tel Aviv University, I think. He is, here we go. He's director of
Where
the
do we
audit.
see? Wait, he linked that Be'er to Rabbi Elazar?
Right.
Rabbi, he did.
He did, right? He's explained this. This is where is he?
Oh, where the one finger, yeah.
Yeah. So he's the one who says he was great. So where is he? Where is he? He was a well, here we go. He's part of the Shalom Hartman Institute. And where is he now? I don't know. I thought he was at Tel Aviv now, but. Anyway, but he talks that with regard, and he brings a bunch of stories. With regard to Rabbi Akiva too, their description of learning Torah as a flowing fountain, right? That Rabbi Akiva is called the is called a Mayan also of Torah. Just keep producing new Torah. Again, his method of learning Torah is similar to that attributed to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. One could even say that the latter was Rabbi Akiva's spiritual hero. Okay, Rabbi Akiva comes up with all these things that sound very much like Elazar ben Arach. But the problem is that they never met.
Oh.
Or it's not clear. The Rabbi Akiva never learned with Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Okay, this is from the Tosefta. This is Amar Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, this is in a halachic discussion we're not going to go into, but talking in Yevamot, in the laws of Yibum. Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Akiva, their colleagues. Akiva, what you're talking about is true if there are two cases of Yibum, but again, without the details, what are you going to say if there's only one Yibum in this particular case? Amalia says, okay, so Darim Shvot, we don't make a di different distinction, so two here, that's he said. That's the case there. Amarlo. So Rabbi Yeshua says to him, Hevel, in the sense of Chaval, like life is a Hevel, like, alas, Ilu hayita bimei Rabbi Elazar ben Arach beshavta tshuva lo, if only you had been there in the days of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Well, you could have answered Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, right? Then you would have been a great pair.
Oh.
If
If only, in other words, it wasn't, didn't
didn't happen,
happen.
right? So we don't, so in terms of, you never learned with Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. You could have, this halakhic discussion would have gone forever. So Rav Kahn makes what is utterly unjustified from any evidence, but so
Ooh.
perfect it has to be true. This
Oh.
one connection between Rabbi Elazar ben Arach and Rabbi Akiva. How did Rabbi Akiva become the Rabbi Akiva? Right? We know the story, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Maya Techiyatot Rabbi Akiva. Where did Rabbi Akiva come from? What was the start? Amram, they said about this. Then Arba'im Shana Hayav, Lo Shana Klum. He was 40, had never learned anything. He was a shepherd, right? Falls in love with his boss's daughter. Once he's looking into a well. Amar Michakak Evanzu. Yes, wait, who dug out this rock here? Well, you've got a depression in the rock. Amru. And they said, it was said, wasn't it the water that kept dripping on it, one drop at a time? Bacholium that dropped on there that carved out this rock. Amrullah. And so they said to him, Akiva, Yatakare, don't you know the pasuk says, Avanim Shachukumayim, that the stones have been carved by the water? Mianhei Rabbi Kiva dan kavach over batzmaus. Rabbi Kiva thought to himself, it's like, wait a minute. Ruled a fortiori. This, just like this water, which is soft, can carve out the hard rock. That the words of Torah, which are as powerful as iron, certainly they can carve my heart, right? If the water can carve the rock, then I can learn Torah one drop at a time. You know the story, right?
I never heard this story. This is famous.
Yeah, he's looked at the rock and said, wait a minute, right? That's the Kavach Omer himself, right?
Oh, I.
So he decided, okay, I can learn Torah, right? He wanted to learn Torah because he wanted to marry the Rachel, and she wanted to talk to me. I'm 40, I've never learned anything. I'm utterly illiterate. And seeing this told him, yeah, I can still learn. One drop at a time. Eventually, we'll carve a hole in the rock. So he started learning. Halachu b'no. Not sure where he got his son because he wasn't married at the point, maybe previous
Who
marriage.
is this Beno?
I don't know. That's a good question. He's got a son. He also has a daughter. There's a story about him. His daughter getting married. So he's got keep it. I don't know where his son is, but he and his son. So he's 40 at this point. So his son went, Yeshu Malam, and they went to kindergarten. And he would learn v'holech, and he kept and kept growing ad shelamad kol haTorah kula, and he learned all the Torah, right? Went through all the Chumash, great. Halach v'yashav lifnei Rabbi Eliezer, lifnei Rabbi Yeshua. So at that point, he could go to Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Yeshua, and Yeshiva Yavneh, Amar Rabotai, Pitikuli Tam Mishnah, so teach me the Mishnayot, and that's how he became Rabbi Akiva. Age of 40. Saw the rock being carved by the water and thought, I can do this.
Okay.
Okay, that's the story. But he says, you know, the key phrase is Amru. They said to him, who is the they? Who gave him that first initial
Wait,
point of,
isn't
you
it
know?
Mahana Tchilato Shel
Here we go. It's the Amru over here, right? When he's looking at,
Akiva? Amru. Yeah, right.
who
It's this
told him?
one.
It's the
Right.
water, you know, the water's carving. So this is
Right.
Ari Khan's hypothesis. The turning
Okay.
point in Rabbi Akiva's life was not a soliloquy. He didn't talk to himself. There's a second voice, an anonymous conversant who speaks of the dynamic power of water, flowing water that gains in strength. Such a water can even erode stones. This anonymous mentor gently teaches the person who would later become one of the most important Torah scholars of all time. Whereas the name of this advisor is absent. Could this anonymous other be the man who left the Beit Midrash and set out to educate and uplift common Jews like Akiva ben Yosef? That's his thought.
Well, could have been anybody,
Could
and
have been
it's
anybody,
not
but
a singular. It's also weak because It's Amru.
I know, but it's such a nice, so it's even, it's not him literally, it's that story. It's the Elazar ben Aruch who says, you know, it's the power of words, the Mayana Mikdaber. The Kiva story seems to pick up where Elazar's story ended. War ladder is likened to a spring which gets stronger as it flows. The Kiva story begins as he begin observes the power of words affect change. Perhaps we may say that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch did succeed at all, after all.
Oh,
Okay, so
I know.
that
It's a little weak. It's a little
it's
weak.
weak in the detail, but such a nice story. I like it, but
I
I say at
know, but
least the less.
Amrulo, and he makes a whole big thing. Who is this one person? But it doesn't say one person.
Okay. It
Okay, okay.
have to be, it doesn't have to be one person. Whoever those who were who approached the all the people who were Elazar ben Aruch and those who went were like him, who were not in the yeshiva, but they're out there, who were
Okay.
the Chabad Shiluchim,
Okay.
out there who could talk to people like Akiva
So
ben
they
Yosef,
met.
who's
So
an
they
epic.
did meet. Okay. They did meet, right?
Individual, it's him
I
as
mean,
an archetype.
where are you?
Okay, I'm coming
Oh.
back to that. That's Rabbi Kahn. They met there. So that's what I would say. That's and that his that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch's lesson is that we're right. We're pouring, doing a lot of this washing hands, pouring the water all over our hands over and over again. You should think about the power of water. Okay. That the mitzvah, until your time is a mitzvah, of mitzvah lishmo, the divrei Elazar ben Aruch. Remember the word, when you're washing your hands, remember the words of Elazar ben Aruch. About the consistent flowing water can break the hardest stones. And we can turn one step at a time. That's the
Oh,
lesson of the
so we
Chabad.
should remember that this what Rabbi what set Rabbi Akiva on
Right.
his.
And
We should
that's the.
remember that when we're washing our hands.
That's the power, right?
Okay.
That's the power of the Mayana Gebeah, right? We're pouring water
Okay.
there, and that has the power, like Mechokim Basar Vadam. It can break into our hearts.
Okay,
Our
but what did
unwrapping.
we when we first saw that it was a mitzvah? What was the re what did we say there? Why we're
The
washing?
word, right.
It's
So they said there are two
a
reasons.
mitzvah to listen to the rabbis,
Right.
right?
So the first one says, Nitzel Yadayim L'chulin Mipnei Serach Truma. Right, it's a gezerah, so you shouldn't ruin truma.
Okay.
Oh, mitzvah.
Good. And what was the
Okay,
mitzvah
what's my
there?
mitzvah? It's
Yeah.
mitzvah lishmo divrei chachamim.
Oh, right. Okay.
Rabbi says, no, it's not chachamim. It's specifically mitzvah lishmo divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch.
Ah.
Okay, the mitzvah is to hear the words of Elazar ben Aruch, and
And the
as they
words of
hear,
Rabbi
what.
Elazar ben Aruch are, you could learn Torah, the water, the carving, the stone, you could learn. You
Right,
never too
that's the
late.
message
Okay. Wait. How did he get, it's Elazar, Dichtiv, V'chol, Asher Yigah Bo,
here. That
Hazav Yadav.
the actual quote from Elazar ben Aruch was said that from this pasuk of V'yadav lo shatafamayim, mikan some chachmin yadayim, because this that was the Torah, that was hook that the chachamim hung the
Okay.
Rabbanan, as an asmachta, that Nitil Yadayim was an important thing.
Okay. It's an asmachta, right? That's what
Right. It's a
it
samchu, it's a,
means.
that's what asmachta means. Samchu
Yeah.
chachamim. It's not that
Yeah.
they're not saying this is what the pasuk means, you should wash your hands before you eat bread. That was the asmachta, that's what the
So we wash our
technical.
hands before we eat bread. I always, it's because that's a mitzvah to do it. We have to do it.
Right,
Because
that is
I
a
always thought it
gzera.
was something about that's what they did in the Beit HaMikdash, so we do it before Karbanot.
Okay, so
Zecher LaMikdash. It's not
it's not,
Zecher LaMikdash.
it was an extension, right? So it was a takana of Shlomo to wash
Right.
hands before you ate in the Beit HaMikdash.
Right.
And that was extended over the generations
To
to even
everywhere.
chulin, to everything. So you could say, but it is in fact a drabbana. It is a takana, right? It's not that you should do it. You could say it's a zecher l'mikdash, but
Okay,
here we're
wait,
saying
so
explicitly it's not a
wait.
zecher l'mikdash, right? It's a
No.
gezera about truma, because you
Right.
right because that applies even outside the Beit Mikdash, and the mitzvah says we and the mitzvah to remember Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch.
Okay.
Two reasons for this takana.
Okay. I have to get the logic in my mind. Okay, it works. Yeah.
Yeah, the
So
question is
what's
what?
sad that we never heard of him? You heard of
Right, so
him, at
that's
least.
the point is that you have this incredible praise of him, and then he disappears. These guys actually two halachot. One is this about Mechilat Yadayim, and there's another one in the Tosefta, which he mentions as
What was the
well.
other one? Not
Agadot
Eruv. No, what was the other one?
Hilel. Oh.
We also have Shlomo had two takanot, but we had from him too.
The Rebbe Elazar ben Arach has two halachot. That's it. Let me go find that. So the one is the two halachot. One is the Netilat Yadayim for Chulin, and the other. Oh, the other one was a halakha about Tevel being batel in Chulin. That's batel within 100, whether it can be mevatel or not. Again, two halakha quoted in the name of Rebbe Elazar Arach. That's it.
Okay. And the
Okay, that's
water
right. So
one, the
that's
washing. Oh, it works also. The washing, the water, the well, the
right.
water, carving the stone, water, water,
Right. It's
water.
all water here, and he is the man who kept up
Yeah.
there.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
again, so one way of reading this story that what you're trying to remember is the fact that you're not perfect, right? That washing your hands is because you're not perfect. The reason we wash our hands, even if they're not dirty, is that you really don't know if they're not dirty or not tamei or not. The other essay, the 4 years ago, started talking about doctors don't like to wash their hands. What do you mean? Why should my hands be dirty? Says, you don't know that. You have no idea what's on your hands. Just wash your hands automatically. Don't
Yeah.
think, ah, it's okay, right? You're not perfect. And that connects with the Elazar ben Arach story on a negative side of, well, he thought he could do it all by himself, but he couldn't.
So Danny, most, I mean, people, most people, most, let's say, young Israel type people, they wash their hands in the morning, huh?
Yeah.
With the nagel,
Pretty
with the this kind of
Nagel.
washing, not
Yeah,
just
yeah.
with soap and water.
Right. It's a sort of ritual pouring water on. Yes.
And you say a bracha when you
And
do
you
it, or you
say
wait
in
for
the
it.
you so you either say bracha then or you wait until you get to shul to say it.
And if you say it, then you don't say it again.
Right.
Okay. I don't do it.
You can look if I go pull out your sitter, right? We'll have right before either right at the beginning when you wake up or right before right
Yeah.
after the Adon Olam and Yigdal in the beginning of Shacharit.
I
We'll have
do
the
have a
breath.
washing cup in the guest bathroom, but we don't have one in our bathroom.
There you go.
We
Or
got
if
to
you want to
get
be really
one.
firm about it, you can keep a little bowl and washing cup right by your bedstand so you don't have to even get,
Oh,
step away from bed. Right? Don't
right.
walk 4 amos without washing your hands.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, you
And
should.
I'm also not careful about saying Asher Yetzer. I
Have you ever
used to.
read, yeah, ever you never read the famous Piece of My Mind essay?
What's it called?
There was an essay in the Journal of American Medical Association about Asher Yetzer,
No.
talking about how that. It's the doctor talking about that. Basically, that you kind of, it's one of those things you always make fun of. You say bracha and go to the bathroom. You realize what it means not to be able to, right? It's about being in kidney failure. And
Oh.
he talks about his son being in that position and really not being able to go and realizing how important it is. I think it's here.
Okay, maybe we'll start washing our hands more. Ritual, well, the ritual one.
Yeah, well, you should wash your hands also. There you go. Eric, for anything blessings. I think.
Everything a blessing.
Yeah, this was a famous. Oh, I don't have the article. Let's see if I can find it online. So that's. Here we go. There we go. This is a copy of that. Again, it was elementary school. This is again. This is in Journal of American Mathematics. See, I explain what a yeshiva is. My classmates and I used to find amusing a sign that was posted just outside the bathroom. Right, that's supposed to be a prayer. That's
Right.
supposed to be relieving. And then he goes on about how important, the medical school, how important it is. And that talks about this one patient, Josh, was a 20-year-old student who had sustained an unstable fracture in his cervical vertebrae and was totally quadriplegic. And that required intermittent catheterization. And they realized what it meant to have be blocked up. Okay. But I thought of by his Asher Yetzer prayer, pointing out that I could not imagine a more meaningful scenario for his recitation. I suggested to Josh, who's a yeshiva graduate, that he say the prayer. He agreed. As he recited the ancient bracha, tears welled in my eyes because Josh is my son.
Okay,
We should see. You should definitely
I'm gonna
say
see.
Asher. You know,
It's
I
very
would say
hard.
even more than wash the hands. You should definitely say Asher Yetzer.
Okay.
Think about what it means.
I used to
Chalim,
say, I
chalim.
used to mumble it by heart, without even thinking.
Chalim, chalim.
I
Im
know.
yipateach achad mehem, o yisateh mechai mehem, e efshar te'im lefanacha.
I know.
Right? I mean, that's not a small thing.
I know.
I'm going to send this to you.
Okay.
Okay, but anyway, we shall
I'm going
go.
to send you something also. You'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
I'm going to send you something because this came up in a whole different context. Asher Yetzer.
Okay, but wash your hands too. Think about the power of water. And I will stop here.
Okay, this we went over an hour.
Yeah, we said a lot of other things. I'm gonna
It's a
get
long one. I mean, we did talk a lot, but it's a long
it
one.
is long. Yeah.
Okay, they're going to
All
like
right.
it. It's good.
Like you said, the connection between Elizabeth Arach and Rabbi Akiva is completely unjustified, but it's too good not to be true, so I'm going to say it anyway. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's one of those stories. It's
I mean, it
just so
had to have
stupid.
happened, right?
Okay. Somebody pointed that out to him. May not be literally Elizabeth Arach, but somebody who was there who could guide 40-year-old shepherd into a new direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a great week. Enjoy your kids.
Thank you.
We will
You
miss
too.
Michael. We want him back.
He's the best, Danny. Don't tell him.
You don't have favorites, do you?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.